This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. Let's read together what Paul says about spiritual gifts in Romans 12, 6 through 8. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. If you have the gift of prophecy, you are to exercise this gift in the proportion of your faith. When Paul talks about the gifts of serving, teaching, and encouraging, he says, exercise these gifts by serving, teaching, and encouraging. In other words, use the gift God has given you. But when he refers to the gift of contributing to the needs of others, he says, let him give generously. The idea seems to carry with it the thought of giving freely, liberally, and even spontaneously. When you have the gift of giving, you should not exercise this gift in a token way. Though we are to be wise and responsible in our giving, we should not be calculating. It would be better to give more than enough rather than not enough. If your gift is leadership, you should govern diligently. The idea is to be intense and determined. Make sure that all the bases are covered so that the ministry can move forward efficiently and effectively. And if your gift is to show mercy toward others, you are to do it cheerfully. More on this in our next visit. In preparation, reflect further on these verses in Romans 12, 6 through 8. And if you'd like to review these scripts, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.